What's going on, Dog Pound? I'm Andrew Gribble, and we're here in Mobile, Alabama, where day two of Senior Bowl practices have just come to an end, and that meant the South practice, led by the Browns, wrapped things up with a two-hour session that was physical and fast-paced. A couple of standout players emerged and continued to play well for the South, one of them being tight end O.J. Howard of Alabama, seemingly catching everything that came in his direction and even holding his own as a blocker. Offensively also, the South team was without offensive lineman Forrest Lamp. The Western Kentucky offensive lineman hurt his ankle. He's projected as a first-round pick, but he's not going to go through the rest of the week here. So the South, which is already a little bit weak on offensive linemen, will be without another key player. Defensively, Auburn's Montrevis Adams really impressed in one-on-one drills. And Clemson's Ben Boulware, who was seen during the national championship leading the Tigers. He had a number of hard hits and did really well in these one-on-one blocking drills. Earlier in the day, the North team practiced, and Cooper Kupp, the Eastern Washington wide receiver, really stood out, catching seemingly everything that was thrown his way. And Willoughby native Kareem Hunt, who went to Toledo, made a number of big runs and was very impressive. There's one more big day of practices ahead, with the North team going first and the South team again wrapping things up at 3 o'clock. And then it's on to Saturday, where the North team, led by the Bears, will take on the South team, led by your Cleveland Browns. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates here from Mobile.